This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett hanging out with us as well. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we are excited for Sunday.
Yeah.
There's so much football happening before we get to Sunday, before the Falcons take on the Bucs, which we will talk about in a moment. But I've been meaning to give this shout out all week because high school football is going on tonight. And I gotta tell you guys, my nephew got special teams player of the week at West Jackson County High School. I'm so excited for
That's
him.
That's awesome. Big dog.
Yeah, congratulations, Owen. Very proud of you.
Yeah,
sophomore on varsity. I mean, huge deal.
Check him out and getting a special teams player of the week as a sophomore on varsity. That means he's doing it the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
That means he's doing it the right way.
He said West Jackson.
Yes, West Jackson.
Is their rival East Jackson?
You know, you'd have to ask Owen that.
I'm asking because my high school gym teacher who is on Twitter and
still alive?
Yeah, yeah. No, he was young. He played college football. I had him like right out of like when he was my teacher, he was right out of like college.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And he grew up in the same town as me. He is the head football coach at East Jackson.
Ah.
And so like I see his Twitter stuff and I remember you talking about Owen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if he's Owen's coach. And then you just said West Jackson.
So West Jackson.
That's really cool.
Well, tell your buddy to watch out for Owen. He's on a hot streak right now. I mean, sophomore playing on varsity, got special teams player of the week, and he just got his driver's license.
Oh.
So, like, is there a better time in life?
So did he just turn 16?
Yeah.
I'm curious because, like, I met kids all the time when I was coaching high school ball that were like, they turned 16 and it just wasn't a thing. They weren't really worried about it. They were like,
Neither one of my oldest niece wasn't really worried about driving,
and
my young the middle one was a little more about it, only because the older one, you know, it was like that competition.
Why
thing.
Is that? Is it because of
Uber, Lyft?
You think so?
You can get around now.
I always think it's because of like you can socialize a lot easier on your phones.
Well, that yes, too.
And like I used to, I wanted my driver's license to go see my friends like immediately.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think you're onto something. I think it's the social media aspect of the world because they're connected already, and we saw it as freedom, like freedom to get away from your parents, get out of your house, like you know, not just sit in there and be bored or play outside or do the like. And I think they already have that, which is it is different.
It's crazy.
It's very different.
It's not a sense of urgency though.
I'd rather have it our way.
Well, if you have some high school football shout outs to give today at 929 Morning Shift, send them there on Twitter. We would love to shout them out during the wake up call today at 8 a.m.
Love it.
Now let's move on to Sunday's game. Falcons taking on the Bucs. Now, Vita Vea did not practice for the Bucs for the second straight day.
Let's go.
What kind of advantage does that give the Falcons
let's go.
If he's not out there on Sunday?
You know what's crazy is I think all the talk about the right tackle spot has kind of moved us away from talking about Ryan Neuzel. all the questions about Caleb McGarry getting injured and Storm Norton being on IR and, you know, Elijah Wilkinson, it's like that has shifted our focus to the right tackle spot, and we forget that Ryan Neuzel is a week one starter for the first time in his career going up against a pretty good nose guard. Pretty good.
Well, I think that we would talk about it more if he hadn't started 8 of the 17 games last year, including both against Tampa Bay, which Vita Vea was a part of those games. So personally, I think that's part of that reasoning. Most people feel like Ryan Neuzel was a part-time starter last year because of how many games he started.
Yeah, and so absolutely.
I just don't think people don't put any into it because they've seen him do it in games that the team won and in games where the team performed offensively well. That's why I think that the focus – I don't know if the focus would have been there to begin with for the fans and a lot of people in the media because they just kind of see it as, well, he's been there, done that.
Yeah. Well,
to your point, they don't give Elijah Wilkinson the credit that he's been there, done it too, because sure. Elijah Wilkinson has this is going to be his 19th start at right tackle in the NFL. Now he hasn't done it in a few years, right?
Yeah,
and he's never done it for this team.
Yeah.
But he has. That's the thing that gets lost is people think he's going to be on skates and he doesn't, which he could be still. But based on just the fact of inexperience, he's not an inexperienced guy. I mean, that's a whole season of starting.
He's got such good feet, or at least he did, at the you know, watching his preseason film, playing left guard, left tackle, obviously. And I said this early in the week, and I meant it. Knowing what I know now about Caleb McGarry facing off against T.J. Watt in last year's week one, I feel better about having Elijah Wilkinson at right tackle this week than I did after last year's week one.
Even though Hassan Reddick is the other guy, the guy across?
That's my point. That's kind of my point.
Why?
Keelan McGarry got abused against T.J. Watt last year, and we didn't do anything to help him. We tried, but it was so unimpressive what the game plan was with using Kyle Pitts to chip on T.J. Watt. Let's see what Elijah Wilkinson can do in pass protection. He's not nearly what Caleb is in the run game, but let's see what he can do in pass pro.
One thing to note, though, about Hassan Reddick, he also did not practice for personal reasons for 2 consecutive days.
Personal reasons is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to speculate. You never know what's going on with that. But I would assume he's going to be part of this game. I would assume.
Yeah.
I guess
but we don't
know. But, I mean, either way, I mean, you talk about going down the list of you know, Yaya Diaby and whoever else is on that defense that, you know, that Kalijah Kancey and other guys like that, they can rush the passer. Chris Braswell, the second-year player. They've got some good players that will be going up against Elijah Wilkinson there at right tackle. And Elijah, and here's the thing, and I've said this, he's got the feet to compete with anybody at this spot. He's got really good feet. That's the reason he's 30 years old and still playing in the NFL. He needs some more work as far as his hands, and I'm sure he's been working on that for the last few weeks, or, you know, all of training camp, really. But the hands are more of a timing deal at the tackle spot than they are at guard. Guard, it happens now. I'm just, ball snapped, I get my hands up, right? I get my hands up, punch. Pow, ball snap, sit hut, punching. At tackle, it's way more of like a third step timing kind of thing, and it's such a moving target. You get bull rushed so much more at the guard spot than you do at the edge spot, that's going to be the thing. It's kind of like a boxing match. Can I time it up to where he's bobbing his head and I can actually get, you know, land a blow? That's what he's going to be tasked with. But as far as his feet go, he's going to be fine. He's going to be just fine as far as his feet go.
So at the guard position, it's almost like you hit each other at the same time as far as your hands, right?
Right.
And with a tackle, because you explode out to your right or left and also retreat at the same time, you kind of go laterally, I guess, more than anything. You're kind of and because there's a natural separation between the edge rusher,
yep.
You're trying to, and that's why arm length is always talked about, because you're trying to keep your distance and punch him. And when I say punch, it is literally a body punch.
Two-handed chest
but
pass.
That's to throw him off the edge rusher, his timing off.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's just to keep your distance so that, you know, if your hands are on the guy, that's how you can run and pass the quarterback. If he gets into your chest, all of a sudden you can't run a pass the quarterback.
You
can't
sell
a bull rush. You can't do any of that stuff. So it's about timing for the hands. And all, you know the old saying? Probably Garrett might be too young. You know the old saying when you used to have, you know, two people in each other's face when you're in school, and they're like, nothing between us but air and opportunity. that's how it is. Like when you're at guard, there's really not that much air and opportunity. And when you're at tackle, there's a lot more air and a lot more opportunity to miss, man. Those guys are a little bit more athletic. They're putting moves on you, the spin moves and everything. You just don't see it on the interior as much. So that's going to be, like I said, just if you're watching it, think of it as a first step punch for a guard and a third step punch for a tackle. I mean, that's just it's just a little bit more difficult to land those things. So that's why when you see tackles move inside, that's a lot of times what it is. It's like, can your punch be better on the interior? Yes. And you have to work on those things out wide. But I have faith just seeing his footwork from the preseason that he's going to be just fine over there.
How much does this strategy have to change? Like, Raheem is taking into account all the injuries on the Bucs side and within our team as well. How much does the strategy change, or does the player have to change for what they've already got planned?
It's a really good question. I don't know that, like, okay, Darnell Mooney is not a part of this game plan. I don't know how much you change. You just put Casey Washington in there and you do the things that Casey Washington does well. You add that on to the fact that, you know, Caleb McGarry's not playing, and then it's a little bit more unique because you don't want to put Elijah Wilkinson in a situation where he can't succeed, right? You don't, if you know that there's something about his game that he doesn't do well. Maybe it's a double team on a gap scheme play. I don't know. Climbing to the second level on the backside of outside zone. I don't, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you are helping him. And that's the thing about Zach Robinson's game plan. That's why I said what I said about Caleb McGarry last year. You knew all offseason that you were going to have McGarry against T.J. Watt, and your game plan in week one stunk. It was awful. So that's one of the things that I think he will tinker and do whatever is necessary to make sure that doesn't happen again. And you know, like I said, Elijah Wilkins. But I don't know, like, as far as the Darnell Mooney one, I don't know that a ton changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's getting, what, 5-6 catches a game? And
you're going to run your offense.
Right.
You're going to run your offense. You're just going to find the player that suits what he does in your offense, what fits that person the best, and that's who you'll fill in. I would tell you when it goes from and Mike, obviously you want to hear what you got, but when you go to attacking Tampa on both sides of the ball, you know, if I know that, you know, maybe Vita Vea it doesn't play because he didn't practice the last 2 days. I think he'll play, but he didn't practice the last 2 days. Then maybe your interior run game will be a little bit more heavy, right? Maybe you'll try to attack that interior to see if you have anything there. If there's a, you know, there's a situation where Tristan Wirfs doesn't play, which he didn't practice either, then I would do some scouting on what Charlie Heck is, the guy that's going to fill in for him, and I would put my edge rusher, oppo him, that is his biggest kryptonite. And then attack that way. But I think you do that anyways.
Yeah, I think that's just part of normal strategizing and things like that. I think that when you talk about attacking offensive fronts, you always try to find the new guy. It's not a simple ability thing. It's not like, you go, oh, this guy's worse than the other one. How many times has Elijah Wilkinson, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry, whoever it is, talked about communication up front? It's about, you know, recognizing blitzes and passing off stunts and things like that. And that's why I think with Darnell Mooney, it's like, eh. You know what I mean? He's basically alone out there running his route, so it's not as much of an in-play communication deal. So, yeah, I think you obviously identify the weak spots and places you think you can attack, and if those guys step up to the plate, then that's how you win the football game.
Well, hey, and if you want a brand-new TV to watch Sunday's game, I've got a hot tip for you. Tomorrow, actually, from noon until 2, I'm going to be out at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs as we get ready for Sunday's big game. And one lucky fan will be walking away with the Ultimate Tailgate Kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes as well. And another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. That is tomorrow from noon until 2 at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs with me. And coming up, someone is retiring 1 week into their tenure with the Raiders. We'll cover that next in the Huddle on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We'll be going in the huddle in a moment, but somebody in this studio ran into greatness yesterday.
I was at the store yesterday with my dad, and I looked up and just kind of glanced up from the near the cash register where I was at, and Ozzy Albies walked in. Ozzy Albies. And I was like, man, I'm just imagining things. And then I kind of nudged my dad, and I was like, hey, Dad, hey, look, it's Ozzy Albies. And then I was like so terrified that my dad was going to very, very loudly say, Ozzy Albies, because he was literally like 5 feet away from
us.
And like walking past us through, you know, those self-checkout register kind of areas, you know. And I was it was really cool, though, because immediately my dad's like, they don't have a game tonight? I was like, no, they don't. They're good. They play tomorrow night.
Right.
So, yeah, he was taking a little off time to do a little, I don't know what kind of, you know, work he was doing, but it was funny to see him because my dad and I had to go pick up a couple things, and there he was, Ozzy Albies.
Any part of you want to turn around and kind of follow and see what
no,
kind of
absolutely
supplies
not.
He was getting to see what DIY project he's working on? Because no. What does Ozzy need to do?
Something to support his fish tanks. Something like that. You know what I mean? Like he's big fish tank guy. I have no idea what he was. Yeah, but. It's crazy. My first thought was, does he get a discount at Home Depot? You know, because Home Depot does the tool races and things like that. Maybe there's like a gold card or an orange card that you get.
Does he need a discount? I mean, he makes like $7 million a year.
But that's how it works.
Being frugal.
I know how it works. Trust me.
That's like what's our guy's name that owns Berkshire Hathaway or runs Berkshire Hathaway?
Mark. I don't know. Who's it? Oh,
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah, Warren Buffett's most frugal person in the world. Yeah, you know he's like a gazillionaire.
McDonald's every day.
There it is.
And he gets the egg McMuffin, and he brings it and pays it in exact change every single morning in Omaha, Nebraska.
Exactly.
Every single morning.
And you know what? That's worked out for him. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily why he's a billionaire, but it doesn't. It helps keep it. I'll put it that way.
I was gonna say that's how you stay a billionaire. Well, not do anything crazy.
I'm gonna give. I'll tell you guys how you can meet celebrities. Andy and Randy, and it'll be today as they have a special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's near me. I might stop by there. Go there, enjoy all the food, the drinks, and the scenic views. Andy and Randy will look ahead at opening weekend of the NFL, plus all of this weekend's big college football matchups. Andy and Randy today at Twin Peaks Kennesaw, starting at 11 a.m. That's 11 to 2. So go see those guys at Twin Peaks Kennesaw.
We had NFL football last night. It was an ugly start, but we had football. Eagles won 24-20 over the Cowboys, and Jalen Carter got himself ejected for spitting.
Am I just, like, have TVs in here. Am I just weird that I don't want to see the replay of that? Like, it is all over social media and all over TV, and I get a sick feeling in my stomach every time I watch it.
What an idiot!
Yeah, watching the replay of that just... Like, it looks like a set of nunchucks coming out of his mouth. Just hitting deck, right? Just,
disgusting.
Oh, man, it's nasty.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's, ugh.
I don't know. He's so unlikable. He's just so unlikable on the field. I mean, I don't even want to go into the off-the-field stuff, the on-the-field stuff. He's just not, he does boneheaded stuff like this all the time. Our boy Brandon Menzies, it was like, yeah, you know, Haynesworth is a good Albert Haynesworth is a good kind of comparison. I'm like, no, I think you know, Haynesworth couldn't control his emotions. Jalen Carter didn't look upset. Like
right.
When Jalen Carter walks away, he's smiling and laughing. When Albert Haynesworth had his big moment, you know, this is more Ndamukong Suh like, where it's like he's He chooses to be that. He chooses to be dirty in those moments. Not like it's a losing control type of thing.
It's like a persona.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, and there was something. This is one of the games that I had a season-ending injury in. But something happened when we were up in Detroit one year. I think Ndamukong.
You stepped on Matt.
No. Well, Will Svitek got bull rushed into Matt, and Matt was kind of down for a little bit. And Ndamukong was yelling like, "Get up! He's soft. Y'all got your quarterback hurt." Like all this kind of stuff. And Todd McClure and Tyson Klebo were beside themselves.
Did they go at him?
They didn't go at him on the field. They kept their emotions in check. But afterwards, they aired it out in the media, and he basically called them liars. He's like, "I don't know what they're talking about." And they were like, "Why would we just randomly lie about something like that?" And that was during the middle of the whole Ndamukong thing and everything. You know, him stomping on somebody or stepping. It was just crazy. But you're right. I agree with you. I think it's more Ndamukong Suh to me. And they have a really, really similar ability level, to be real.
I can't remember everything in life, but I don't remember Ndamukong being actually kicked out of a game. I think he might have been suspended once, but I don't remember being kicked out. I wouldn't be shocked if Jalen Carter doesn't get a suspension.
I wouldn't be shocked either. The Thursday primetime to open the year, a division game like that. So, I don't know how much the NFL can actually suspend him, like how far they can go, because the NFLPA will have his back in the end if they try to do too much. But yeah, I would say that he's looking at some off time.
So Garrett told me that Suh was kicked out of the stomp game, and he got suspended for two more. You know what? I really have zero issues if Jalen Carter suspended for 3 to 5 games. What they'll do is they'll go overboard. That way they can get the exact amount they want because of the appeal. They'll probably give him like 4 games, and then the appeal come back and he'll have 2. But I mean, it's deserved. Dude, stop being an idiot. And like, that's, I'm sorry, but you make millions of dollars, act like it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that could use that message.
Tonight, we do have Chiefs and Chargers in Sao Paulo. I am hoping this game gets started off on a better foot.
What time does this one kick off?
8 o'clock.
Okay, and this is, because remember, this is one of those games that used to be, the Friday nights are protected by like federal law, or used to be for the most part. And I don't know why this one escapes that.
I think because it happens outside of the continental United States.
Yeah.
But it says TV, and where it lists it says YouTube.
Yeah.
So does that mean I have to go on, like, do I have to have YouTube TV? Do I have to go to YouTube?
The next question is that one of the reasons they don't have to protect high school football?
Oh.
No, because, well, it was on, I want to say it was on, I know it was on Peacock last year, or at least NBC. It was an NBC crew that did it
when
Dylan
Eagles went down
Packers.
There last year,
yeah,
to watch the Eagles.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think this is a huge opportunity for YouTube, because they were advertising last night like anyone can watch this. It's free. So they just have to make it very easy to get onto. Because like Roku has had Major League Baseball games, and those are free.
Yeah.
But it's impossible to get to it.
Yeah.
So if it's easy, people will jump on. And
so if I have the YouTube app, I can get it. That's what I know that you don't 100% maybe not trying to put you on the spot.
They're saying
YouTube
anyone.
TV app. YouTube TV app, I would say. But
this don't make me create a login.
Roku has done a much better job of, you know, on their home screen where it's your menu, of putting like games on the right side of that. They've done a much better job recently. They didn't always used to do that. It would just be like some kind of advertisement, but now they'll put stuff over there.
There was just one MLB game this season that we were trying to watch, and it was like, okay, let's move to this TV. Let's see if we can get this one to do.
Well, probably the one on Apple, because there was one on Apple that Grant and I were trying to watch a couple Fridays ago,
yeah,
and I was like, man, this login thing, trying to figure this out, pulling out iPads. I was like, we'll just catch the highlights.
That's why I think YouTube has a huge opportunity in this. They could get new customers.
And that's why they pay outrageous amounts of money to get the opportunity. It's not about offsetting the cost of advertisement. It's about how many people will subscribe to you in the end.
Right. Well, we've all been fearing the commercials during Red Zone, but Scott Hansen says it won't be an issue.
But yes, it will, because you have commercials. And people that watch Red Zone have never had to watch commercials, and they don't want to. So I know that's great. I appreciate the sentiment,
right,
Scott Hansen.
Thank you, Scott.
But don't tell me what's going to be a big deal to me if I enjoy that. Now, personally, it doesn't affect me. I don't ever watch the Red Zone. You know why? Because I never have a chance to.
Right.
I mean, but with the I'm always if it's so, if we don't have a one, rarely, maybe every once in a while when it's like a Monday night or Sunday night game, but then I'm halftime, I'm on the road for that. So,
well, I will tell you, I do watch the Red Zone when there are away games, and Grant and I will be watching the Red Zone here in the studio because that's how you keep track of multiple games at the same time. I think Scott Hansen's just excited he can go to the bathroom during the day. You know, that was a. There was so much made of that last year. He's like, how do you go 8 hours nonstop, commercial free, without going to the bathroom? He's like, don't drink any water in the morning. I just make it happen.
I don't see how he talks for that long without drinking water. Also, maybe he just does it like a NASCAR driver. He just goes.
You think so?
Is it a full view? Is it a full? Is it fuel? Is it maybe just head, neck up?
I would lean towards Bo's thinking.
You think so?
8 hours? Yes.
Hey, man.
So wait. So you're just telling me he just goes?
I think he's
got a bag?
Bottle.
No. Bottle. No, not while he's live on air.
Bottle.
There's no way.
Nah, he just goes.
Nobody is that talented.
It's like the pool, man. Just go.
There's no
or like on Dumb
body in the world that is talented enough to keep calling football games on Red Zone and peeing in a bottle. I'm sorry. No way does not. You'll never find out because it doesn't sound like it's going to happen anymore.
That's warm.
Coming up, Mike and Bo have some picks to make. It is, and it's Fair or Foul Friday. Think about this one, Fair or Foul, whoever wins, Falcons versus Bucks, wins the NFC South. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.